Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Voters in Boston today are electing a new mayor for the first time in 20 years. The campaigns of State Representative Marty Walsh and Boston City Councilor John Connolly will be out in force today working to get their supporters to the polls. Yesterday, the candidates raced across the city into the night trying to shore up support. WBUR political reporter Fred Tice raced along with them and has this story.
John Connolly's campaign has the feel of an underdog's campaign. He says he spent much of the first 4 weeks of the general election just raising money to match the funds being spent by unions on behalf of Marty Walsh. Still, Connolly expressed confidence as night fell on Blue Hill Avenue.
I'm doing great. I feel like we've got a lot of momentum. I feel there's something going on out there, and it's breaking our way, and I feel great about it.
Connolly said that if he is to win today, the turnout must be high.
I think the turnout's going up from where it was in the preliminary, and I think that will benefit us.
Hey,
how you doing?
Say hello.
How you doing?
John Connolly.
Nice to meet
you. Running
for
mayor.
I hope
you
give me a vote tomorrow. Thank you.
Yeah.
Right. All right.
Last night, Connolly went out with a small band of African-American ministers to knock on doors in Grove Hall. Roxbury is one of the neighborhoods up for grabs today. In front of the Mother Caroline Academy, a charter school, he spoke to Raymond Alcindor, who was picking up her daughter. She says she decided to support Connolly the night of the preliminary election.
I took him like second place that day, and I heard his speech about education, and that's when I made my decision.
For the next hour and a half, Connolly walked the streets of Grove Hall, knocking on doors, most of them those of his supporters, to make sure that they turn out today.
I will continue to vote for you, you know?
All right.
Let's hope that you can make it this time.
Yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to win tomorrow.
Well, so. Good.
Stanford Davis says Connolly won him over in the debates.
When I heard about education, because that is so important, you know?
Walsh has also campaigned in Grove Hall, but last night there could not have been a greater contrast between the people among whom the candidates found themselves. The African-American and Caribbean-American families Connolly engaged at their front doors seemed a world away from the Strand Theater, where hundreds of people, mostly white men, many union members, gathered to hear Walsh. Connolly says he has 1,000 volunteers. Last night, in the Strand alone, Walsh had 800 singing. Walsh was head of the Boston Building Trades. Like his father, he was a laborer, and he was introduced by the president of the Laborers International Union of North America, Terry O'Sullivan, who defended Walsh's union roots.
Some people have tried to use that against him, saying that because he's a proud trade unionist, that he can't be independent. But we know, the voters know, and everyone knows that that's a bunch of BS, brothers and sisters.
Walsh has put forth a broad agenda. Last night, he promised to improve Boston's parks.
We're going to make sure that young kids that play softball, little league, football, play on a good field. We're also going to make sure that our seniors that want to walk in those parks are able to walk in those parks. And our artists that are out there tonight, we're going to make sure that you, if you want to show your public art in our parks, we're going to make it happen. We're going to work.
On stage last night, Walsh was surrounded by his former rivals, John Barros, Felix Arroyo, and Charlotte Golar Ritchie. Each of them represents a constituency Walsh hopes will come his way today.
This has been an incredible run. You know, I've enjoyed every single day of it. I have about 24 hours left of it. I have 24 hours to enjoy being a candidate. Because 24 hours from now, with your help and the people on this stage, I'm not going to be a candidate. We are going to be elected mayor of the city of Boston.
Last night's pre-election rally felt more like a victory rally. Connolly's supporters have today to upend that notion. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.